amid the brutal destruction of Borodyanka, the poise and grace of a tiny gymnast. On a canvas of rubble, the art world's most famously elusive figure, Banksy, has left his mark.
That Banksy has come to a place like Borodyanka isn't a great surprise in the context of some of his previous work, but it is, of course, a big surprise to the people who live here.
The stenciled artwork first appeared about a week ago, but not until it was posted on Banksy's own Instagram account could anyone be certain it was his.
He just posted his, and the signature at the bottom says, like, Borodyanka, Ukraine.
You're talking about balance, a gymnast balancing,
yeah,
and this is somehow a metaphor.
Girl balancing, and people who live here also balancing between daily routine and, like, flashbacks from days when Russians were here.
Oleksiy was a graffiti artist too once. 12 years ago, he created this to celebrate World Youth Day in his now shattered hometown.
And the tagline that you could see at the top right corner, like the black one, it says, like, all the best for the children. And I think it's kind of, it has some kind of symbolism. We could see the two different worlds, like this world on this picture, like all the best for the children, and the another picture of, like, Russian aggression and what they can bring to the world.
Svetlana's home was another in the random line of Russian fire. It was built, she tells me, in 1914, surviving two world wars, but it's unlikely to recover from this. It is a minor consolation that she now lives across the street from a Banksy original.
If not for what happened here, he might not even know that Borodyanka exists. And it's really pleasing today to see people smiling and taking pictures. Art is an aesthetic pleasure. It heals our souls. So this is very cool.
Other works have appeared, not yet officially claimed by Banksy. Here, a child challenges a Putin-like figure at judo. Here, an anti-tank defence enables children at play. And above, a hole ripped by a tank shell, the delicacy of a rhythmic gymnast. They seem to stand as tributes to life in the ruins of war. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Borodyanka.